Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you on Monday, April the 26th, 2021, 17 minutes past the hour. A little chilly April morning here. Can you believe this? We are definitely in the midst of spring, but these chilly April mornings keep on backing up on us. And from what I understand, today and tomorrow are supposed to be very nice days. Last week we had the cold snap, which brought us the 3 inches of snow, which I'm going to go with 3 inches of snow, although I really don't know if that is what fell. I don't know how meteorologists measure all this stuff, because to be honest with you, I know that in the yard, there maybe was 3 inches, although I really don't know, because I could still see grass poking up through the snow, and I don't think the grass was 3 inches high. But on that note, on the back patio table where I normally measure the snow, it did look like there was probably 3 inches. Now on the roads, and I live on a side street that is not the first to be plowed, there was no snow on the ground. So I don't know if the concrete was just too warm to have any snow on the ground at all, or if cars were driving, or if it melted before morning. I'm not really sure what happened, but it was a week ago? Was it a week ago tonight that all happened? I think it might have been a week ago tonight, or a week ago tomorrow night. But in any event, I don't see any snow in the forecast this week, although chilly. Chilly here in the morning, although the temperatures will get warmer throughout the day. And that is the month of April. You know, the weather's a very interesting thing to talk about. People love to talk about the weather. If you're in a restaurant with people, if you're in a doctor's office with people, if you're anywhere, one of the common things to talk about or say is, how's the weather? What do you think of the weather? So on and so forth. And the phone is already ringing, so let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Good morning.
Gay.
The railing on my deck is a good place to measure snow, and that's usually where I measure it. I've done that over the years. And I had 5 inches on the railing of my deck.
5 inches?
Yeah, and that's pretty accurate, because it's not disturbed there when it falls, and it just kind of builds up and gives me a pretty good idea for it. So, yeah, I had 5 inches measured there.
Well, see, that's what I usually look at the patio table, because, you know, that's not disturbed.
Right.
And I can usually see, and there was quite an accumulation there. Now, I'm going to say probably about 3 inches.
Mm-hmm.
But what was interesting to me was, and, you know, I go out fairly early in the morning, I could still see the grass, and there was nothing on any road between where I live and over here on Prospect Street. So I don't know if it was just too warm.
Yeah, I think the pavement was too warm, because there wasn't any on my driveway, and there wasn't any on the street in front of the house. So I think the pavement was just too warm for it to stick. But on non-porous surfaces, like the table on our deck, it had the same amount of snow as the railing did, so I'm pretty sure we had 5 inches around here. Of course, it probably varied from area to area. I have a friend that lives over in Shelby, and he was able to measure 3 inches at his house. So,
now I was looking at the weather report for this week. Now, is it supposed to be 70s today, 80s tomorrow? Was that what I heard?
Right, 70. I think 70 today, 82 tomorrow, 84 on Wednesday. So,
yeah. And
of course, the temperatures I usually get are coming off the Columbus station. So
right now, and it's supposed to be fairly clear skies.
Yeah. I think there's rain coming in Wednesday evening. So it's funny, the older I get, the more I pay attention to the weather. You never used to really care.
Well, you know, this past winter, to be honest, for the first winter in a long time, we had a snow to where I could not get down the road. And
really?
That had not happened in probably 5 or 6 years. So I don't know if it was the time the snow fell, Or just it was unexpected. I don't really know what that was, yeah. But I don't remember that happening in quite a while.
Kind of hard to figure.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, have a great morning.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah. Well, you know, and people did have 5 inches. 5 inches. They are, and you know, it's people love to talk about the weather, and I think the weather is interesting because we can have last week 3 inches, and then this week we can have 80 degrees. But here's the point of this whole kind of phenomenon, as I see it, is that all I have heard lately, you know, we have these sayings in Ohio, but they're really true in Pennsylvania, they're true in Michigan, they're true in Indiana for a good part. They're true in New York for a lot of the part. You know, it's Ohio weather, wait 5 minutes, it'll change. You know, things like this. And I think this is just what the weather does in between seasons. I think if you're in a climate where you have seasons, unlike California or Florida really doesn't have a whole lot of seasonal change, Texas, if you're not in an area where there is season change, which causes big climate change, you probably don't see this. But it's typical, because we are at a point where temperatures can be very warm, but temperatures also can be very cool, because we're on the cusp of a season. You know, there are those very strange occasions where we do get snow in a very warm month, and there are also those occasions where we get very warm temperatures in a very cool month. But March, I think the most volatile months are really March and April, because you really don't know what you're going to get every day. But that's the way it should be, because they are months that fall right on the edge of seasons. And then I think also October and November are kind of volatile, because even though they, well, you know, they kind of fall in between seasons, fall and winter. So it just is what it is. And I don't know if people forget that year to year, that the weather changes so often, or if this is just something people like to say. They just like to bring up the idea that this is Ohio and every 5 minutes the weather changes. But I have heard that so often in the last month that it's one of those phrases. Have you ever heard a phrase so often that after a while you think, wow, I've heard that enough. I understand weather changes from day to day. It's just what happens every year. But I think they're having the same issue in Indiana, in Illinois, in Pennsylvania, in New York, in D.C., Washington, D.C., sometimes Kentucky. You know, same thing in all these places. But I don't know if we feel that's particular here to Ohio, that there's just a cloud hanging over Ohio. Michigan also has this trouble. But people love to talk the weather. Let's put it that way. If anybody has anything to say, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have any big plans for this Monday? Chilly Monday morning, as we head into the warmer temperatures, apparently, later on today. Let's see. What did I do this past weekend? Well, I'll tell you something interesting I did. I went to the Tiffin Flea Market, which I had never been to in my life. And it was the first one of the year. They do this one weekend a month. Now, here are the weekends, and we'll give you updates on this as time goes on. It's, the first one was April 24th and 25th. The next one is May 15th and 16th. Then we have June 12th and 13th, July 3rd and 4th, all over the big 4th of July holiday, August 14th and 15th, September 11th and 12th, and October 2nd and 3rd. Now, it is free admission to get in. The hours are Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It is considered the largest flea market in northwestern Ohio. It's at the Seneca County Fairgrounds. Seneca County Fairgrounds. It is handicap accessible. 300 to 400 dealers per show, and 5,000 to 10,000 customers per show. So there you go, the Tiffin flea market. Now, what I was surprised about, because Saturday was, you know, it turned into a fairly nice day. It didn't rain till later in the day, but there were so many people at this Tiffin flea market. Now, I don't know if every week is like that. Maybe it was just this past week because it was opening week, and it was also, you know, I think a lot of us have felt cooped up for a while, so this is a way to get out of the cooped up areas that we've been. It is outside. A lot of it is outside. But there were so many cars there, so many people having a good time, and just a little bit of everything. A little bit of everything you could find. So a nice little place. And less than an hour drive to get over there. Found it very, very interesting, and definitely would go back, and hope to go back in May and look at a lot more stuff than I had the chance to this past weekend, because there's just so much stuff. Now, when I left Tiffin on Saturday night, because I'm always interested in downtowns. I think that's one of the reasons I talk about our downtown here in Marion quite a bit. But I went to Upper Sandusky, because coming back from Tiffin, you can go through Upper Sandusky pretty easily. And there is a pizza place that I had heard about in Upper Sandusky called Cheers to You. Cheers to You. Now, actually, this had been recommended to Angie from somebody she knows. So we decided, well, let's stop in this place on our way back from the Tiffin Flea Market. And we did stop at this place, and I will tell you, it's a very unique pizza place, because it's not a huge place at all, but it was definitely busy on Saturday at about, I'm going to say it was about 6 o'clock when we were there. It, you know what it reminded me of on the inside? And not totally, but it reminded me a little bit of Steve's Dakota Grill. By the way, the tables and chairs were. You know, it was the big wooden tables. And it was the big wooden chairs. Kind of like what they have or had at Steve Dakota Grill. Now, this pizza is a little different than other pizzas that you would get other places. Because I think it's, what do they call that when you cook a pizza? You put it on a, I want to say the thing is called a spit. You know, you put it on the wood, it's not a pan, I guess. You put it on the wood block, and then you put it in the oven, and then you pull it out when it's done. I think that's how the pizza is cooked there, and I think that's how it's kind of advertised. But the pizza is very good, and if you're a crust lover, which I know a lot of people are, this is great pizza. Now, it's not crust like, let's say, Domino's. Domino's has very big crust. Papa John's has very big crust. Pizza Hut has very big crust. It's not that big, but it is bigger crust around the edges. And the pizza, though, is, we just got a pepperoni pizza, and the pizza has a lot of topping on it. A lot of topping, a lot of cheese, a lot of pepperoni. They really do a good job over there. And we also had ordered an appetizer, which was, I think, a Parmesan cheese bread, which also was very well done. Now, I don't know how they cook that. I don't know if it's put in on the same spit that the pizzas are. But very good crust and very good service over there. I have to say that the service was just great over in Upper. Has anybody been over to this place in Upper? Cheers to you. The pizza place. It's kind of hard to find, honest. If you didn't know about it, it would probably be a place you would drive by. Because there are so many businesses in downtown Upper. And there's a lot of businesses right there in that area where it is. I think it's on North Sandusky Street is where it is. It's right downtown. But it's very close to Kaler Drug. East of Chicago Pizza is very close to it. You know, it's in that particular area. Has anybody been over to this establishment? It's very, very good. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if you've ever been over to the Tiffin Flea Market, you know these flea markets and thrift stores and things of that nature are becoming very, very popular. I think even more popular than they used to be. I don't know what has caused that, but maybe that's a good thing, that we're paying more attention to things from yesteryear. 740-383-9944. Now, I want to give you an update on the atomic clock, because we have a big history here with the atomic clock at this station. The atomic clock in the studio, which is supposed to set itself. Now, here is the history. I love giving the history because we've got a new update this morning. When we were at the mall, it worked half the time. Half the time it would get the signal, and it would set itself, and then half the time it would not get the signal, and it would not set itself. Then we moved to the Beltone building on East Center Street, and it set itself all the time. Worked the entire time we were there. Then we moved down to West Center Street, where we were for a year and a half, and it never worked one time. Never got the signal, never set itself. Now, we moved over here about 3 weeks ago, and we were here just a few days, and for the first time in a year and a half, the atomic clock set itself. It set itself perfectly. The date was right. The time was right. Well, the time wasn't right because I did not have the daylight savings time on, but it was exactly on the money, adjusted the daylight savings time, thanks to a listener out there, and everything worked perfectly. Then all of a sudden, last week, the atomic clock stopped working again. It lost the time, it lost the date, it lost the day of the week, it lost everything. So, here we are now. Now, here's what I can report this morning, after fooling with the atomic clock a little more to try to get it working again. The time is right. It's reading right now 8:34 a.m. and 18 seconds. So the time is right. And that's about it. Now, the rest of it is problematic. Because it's saying it's May the 4th, 2021, and it's a Tuesday. So now we're into the future. May 4th, 2021, which I guess will be a Tuesday this coming year, in about a month. A couple weeks, really. So, now, I have no idea why the atomic clock clearly got the signal to set the time. The time is right. But why is the date in the future? Does anybody have an atomic clock that they get that signal from? We've talked about it before, and I'm still not sure exactly where that signal comes from. I'm not sure if there's one signal that goes out to the entire United States, or if there are regional signals in different areas. I honestly don't know at this point. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any information on the atomic clock or the Cheers to You pizza place in Upper Sandusky, Ohio, or the Tiffin Flea Market? Those are the topics this morning. 740-383-9944. Coming up on 36 minutes past the hour on this Monday morning. Would love to hear from you, because this atomic clock is just beyond me now. Now I'm going to wait a few days. Now that the time is right, I'm going to wait a few days and see if the date goes back to the actual date that it's supposed to be. Because I'm thinking now that the clock had to have gotten a signal, or the time would not be right. But why is the date in the future? Does the atomic clock sometimes fail when it comes to the date? I don't know. I've never seen that happen before. I've seen everything be wrong. There have been times when the atomic clock did not work at all. But this morning we're half right. The time is right, but the date is wrong. Now, Friday or Saturday night, after we got back from Tiffin, we decided to go out and get some dessert. Now, it was kind of late at that point, but we were back in Marion. So we went over to the Dairy Queen and got an Oreo Blizzard, which is my favorite dessert of all time. Now, here's what's fascinating about this. On Saturday night, I guess it was probably by that point, getting pretty close to 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock on Saturday night, we passed by the Jersey as we were going over to Dairy Queen. And the Jersey really had nobody out there at that particular point. And Saturday night was kind of rough weather-wise. I mean, it had started to rain, I think, and it definitely had cooled off as the day had went along. But Dairy Queen had a line pretty much out to the road. I've seen it worse at Dairy Queen, but it did have a line, I would say 7-8 cars in it. Now, this could be just because people want to stay in their car. That's really the only discernible difference I can figure out between what was going on at Jersey and what was going on at Dairy Queen. Although, I will tell you, and I don't know how many of you are fans of the Blizzard. Now, I love the Oreo Blizzard, but there are many, many, many different types of Blizzards. I don't think anybody makes them like Dairy Queen. I know McDonald's has their flurries. I know that, what is it, Jersey has, are they called the Clippers? I know that Fred's has the Freddy's. And I even think Megamoo has some version of a Blizzard. But there's something, some reason, some difference between what Dairy Queen does and all the rest do. Now, I kind of think that all the rest of those places kind of taste the same. Not that they're bad. It's just Dairy Queen does something different. And I notice if you look inside the Dairy Queen window, they have a machine that's called the Blizzard Machine. And I don't really know if that's it. I don't know if it's the way they chop up their Oreos when they put it in. I don't know if it's the type of ice cream that Dairy Queen uses, if it's so different than everybody else's ice cream. I mean, for a long time, I thought it was just basic soft serve ice cream. Maybe that's not the case. But there is a difference to my taste buds, and I have been eating Oreo Blizzards for a long time. Now, this brings up a question, because you know we all love to talk about food on this show. Is there a food, now mine would be the Oreo Blizzard, is there a food somewhere that other places have tried to copy that just does not taste the same as the place where you get that food, where you like it the best? Like, I don't know if we've ever done this. Here we go. Well, let's take the phone call, and we'll come back to this subject momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think it's the ice cream they use. Dairy Queen's got the best soft serve ice cream.
So you've noticed the difference, too?
Oh, yeah. And you know, and all these ice creams. Dairy Queen has just always been my favorite.
Now, when you go to Dairy Queen, what do you get?
Chocolate malt is my standby, but I, you know, like a hot fudge sundae and that stuff too, but normally I just crave that chocolate malt.
Now, you know, a lot of people say that the Frosty at Wendy's is a chocolate malt. Now, do you think they taste similar?
Well, it'll taste like the chocolate malt you get there at ice cream places.
Now, see, I've never had a malt at Dairy Queen. Now, what would be the difference, in your opinion, taste-wise, between that and a Frosty?
It's stronger.
Just
they actually put a malt powder in there, you know, when they mix it up.
So what is the Frosty, would you say that's a thing of its own, or is it a malt?
Well, I think it's a thing of its own. There's nothing that really tastes like it. I don't taste much malt in it. I taste more chocolate in it.
I can't figure out exactly what a Frosty is, but to me, it tastes a little malty. Now, it's not an overwhelming malty taste, but it does taste like there is some kind of malt in there.
I guess they got a vanilla Frosty, too. I've never had it, but I guess there's a vanilla Frosty.
You know, I've heard that too, and that's what makes me think, because to me, I am not the greatest fan of chocolate in the world. It does not taste like a chocolate shake or something like that. To me, it has a different taste. It tastes more like a malt.
Yeah, I'd say it's got a malt in it, but it's not as strong. It's got a different chocolatey taste, to me.
Now, have you ever had a vanilla Frosty?
No, I've been wanting to try them, but I've just never got around to doing it.
Neither have I, so I'm not really sure what a vanilla Frosty would taste like if you take the chocolate out of it.
I don't know, but a real good vanilla, is good. I like a vanilla bean ice cream.
You know what's funny? Last time I was at the grocery store, I was in the ice cream aisle, and I don't go down there a whole lot, but I was looking at the vanilla ice cream because I prefer vanilla to chocolate, and honestly, I did not know what to buy because I could not find any ice cream that just said vanilla. There was French vanilla, there was vanilla bean, there was a multitude of different names for vanilla. There was no just vanilla. Now, there was just chocolate. Now, there were a lot of different variations on chocolate, but there was just chocolate. There were variations on strawberry, but there was just strawberry. But I could not find just vanilla. There was just a lot of different variations on it.
If you went to that store brand cheap ice cream, you probably would have found a vanilla. But I think some of these other makers, they try to put something else in there to make it sound, different, new, different,
Now, do you think there's any great difference between, like, a French vanilla and a plain vanilla?
Not that much. No, I don't think so.
No, so I don't really know, but I think you're right.
There is a little difference in the vanilla bean. Actually, the vanilla bean, you'll have a little black specks in it, I believe.
Well,
all gritty, the texture of it's a little bit different.
Well, I'll tell you, I do agree with you, though. I think there's something different about Dairy Queen's ice cream.
Yeah, they make their own mix, and that's only available to Dairy Queen, franchises.
Yeah, I think you're right. Almost
everybody else buys their mix from, like, Smith's and different places, but they have their own mix, and just the consistency of the ice cream, has a different look and texture to it.
I think you're right. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, there's a lot of different questions on the table. If you have something to add to this, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. There's a lot of question there. What's the difference between Dairy Queen's ice cream and other ice cream? Now, I have to be honest with you. Dairy Queen was originally known for the Dilly Bar, but I think they probably sell more Blizzards and things of that nature now than they sell Dilly Bars. But the ice cream in a Dilly Bar, is that the same ice cream they use in a Blizzard? I don't know. It's a little harder. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
I don't get the newspaper all the time, but yesterday I was able to get a hold of a Marion Star.
Right.
And they raised the price from $2 on Sunday to
$3. $3?
Yeah, if it's $3, it's right on the front page of the paper. And the weekly paper, The Navy paper was a buck and a half, but I don't know if they raised it or not. Now, the Marine Star, yesterday's paper, wasn't a whole lot in it. Yeah, speak of, like local or whatever. But, like they often raise it like that. I guess they did it because of production cost or wages or whatever. But a lot of people that don't have computers or online or whatever like me, and we rely on the paper where we can get it to get the news. But they haven't remodeled the world and everything else, Columbus. But you don't see much about Marion.
Well, that is true. You know, it's a tough thing because I don't want to get on the air and say that it has anything to do with the reporters, because the reporters have always been very nice to me, and I know they are hardworking reporters, but there's only two of them at this point, and that's very hard.
I'm not saying anything about reporters. I'm just saying that, you know, but they got all this other stuff in here, but nothing wrong with their minds.
Well, you know what? We'll put that out there this morning and see if the daily paper is going up as well. See if we can get any answers on that.
Yeah, but yeah, it was my daughter was at Rotary yesterday and she was able to find the paper out there, and she came in and told me I said, 3 hours. Yep. So I just was wondering why they, you know, why it was raised when there's really nothing in the paper anymore.
Well, did you buy the paper for $3?
Huh? You know, we bought it, you know, or she bought it for me.
Okay.
But the weekly paper, or the daily paper, I don't know if it's going to, I'll find out today.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to get out and go try to find the daily paper and see if it went up too.
All right, well, let's see what we can find out. Thank you.
Yep.
Well, I didn't know that. I appreciate that information. Apparently, I did not look at the Marion Star yesterday, the hard copy. Did it go up to $3 on Sunday in the store? And is it going up daily? I don't know. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott. It's Pastor Craig.
Hey, Pastor. How are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Heard the show yesterday. Sounded really good.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And part of the reason I called was to tell you that when I was in studio yesterday, the atomic clock, the time was perfect, and it said Sunday, and I'm pretty sure it said April the 25th. Now, I could be wrong on the 25th part, but I know it said Sunday, and I know it said April.
Now, isn't that funny? Because now the time is exactly right, but now it says May the 4th, and it's a Tuesday.
Yeah, and I know that if it had said May or June or any other thing yesterday, I know I would have seen that, because I had heard you earlier in the week talking about the clock, and you know, when I sat down yesterday, I'm like, oh, it must have reset itself. It says Sunday.
You know, it's got to be something from the signal, because if the time is right, it has to be getting the signal, but why the date's jumping around, I don't know.
That's weird. That's definitely strange.
It is.
And try the vanilla frosty at Wendy's, because I'm not a big chocolate person myself, but I usually get the vanilla frosty. It's pretty good. And I don't know what you call it. I do think that frosty is kind of like a animal of its own. It's not really a malt, and it's not really a shake, and it's not just straight ice cream. It's just kind of its own beast.
Yeah, it really is. You know, for a long time I called it a malt, but then people kept saying, well, a malt is much more powerful. But I do believe there is some kind of a malt powder in that.
They put something in that. They do. I agree with you. But it's not malty, but they probably put a little bit of malt or something in it, because it is. It's just a kind of just its own creature.
Well, I tell you, Pastor Adam just sent me a message here, and he wanted to let you know that your show is up on the website.
Oh, great. Thank you. Appreciate that. Really appreciate it, guys.
Well, perfect. Hey, thank you for calling, and look forward to the show next Sunday at 11:15 a.m.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you later.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Now, yeah, this whole thing, I'm going to try the vanilla frosty now, because I wonder if it has, to me, you know, everybody's taste buds are a little different. I wonder if it has that malty taste. I don't know. It'd be interesting. I'll be interested. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we just had an interesting point come up here. We'll get back to that momentarily. Let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
A Wendy's Frosty isn't really ice cream.
It's not even ice cream.
No, if you take one and just let it set and don't eat it and let it warm up, it turns to chocolate milk.
So what is it? It's just frozen chocolate milk?
Yeah, well, they whip air into it.
Huh.
Just like you do with regular soft ice cream. They whip air into it, and if you don't eat it right away, it's going to be liquid.
Now, see, I've had a Frosty melt, and to me, it does not taste like, it doesn't get the consistency of chocolate milk, and it does taste like a little malty to me, and chocolate milk.
It turns a total liquid. It doesn't have any body. I get them and put them in the freezer, and then eat them later. And as they melt, then you can eat them. But I've forgotten, set them on the table, forgotten them, and then you open them up, and there's nothing you can drink them.
Well, yeah, I've done that too. But if I leave a sundae on the table, it's going to melt to liquid as well.
It'll still have a little body, though. It'd be a little bit thicker, like a mix. But they don't call it Frosty an ice cream. It's a dairy dessert, frozen dessert.
But what is the taste in there? Because it doesn't taste like a straight chocolate ice cream, and it doesn't taste like chocolate milk to me, because I'm not a big fan of chocolate. It has that different taste to it.
It's got a little something in it. It's going to have a little mold in it, I suppose.
Yeah. There's something in that, and I don't know what... Yep. Well, and in the vanilla, I don't think it's chocolate, but that taste is still there. Have you had a vanilla Frosty?
Yeah, vanilla just tastes like regular vanilla ice cream to me.
See, it has that taste in it that makes it different. Like, if you go get a chocolate sundae at Jersey, it does not taste like a Frosty. There's a different taste.
Well, if it's made from 1% milk, it's going to have a taste to it. It's not going to taste like whole milk, or 2% milk, or 4% milk. Did you ever have skim milk or 1% milk?
Well, that's normally what I buy.
Are you buying 1%?
Yeah, 1%.
Yeah, that's got, to me, that's got a different taste to it.
Now, see, that's a funny thing, and sometimes I'll even bump up to 2%, but I cannot tell the difference between 1%, 2%, and whole milk. And most people have whole milk, so if I'm at somebody's house or somebody's cooking, it's usually with whole milk. But
it took me years to get my wife to go to 2%, because she was a whole milk person. She had to have 4% milk.
See, I can't tell any difference at all.
Oh, we could.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that weird how people can taste different things? Yeah. I cannot taste any difference.
It's your taste buds.
It is. So. It is. Well, hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Now, has anybody else found that to be true? I'm trying to think. You know, I have let Frosties melt, I'm sure. But I don't know that they turned into chocolate milk. To me, it turned into what? Like the consistency you would get if you had a chocolate sundae and it would melt. You know, all ice cream after a period of time is going to melt, and you get that stuff, I guess is what we would call it, that's left in the cup or the bowl that you have. Now, to me, it does not taste like chocolate milk. Although, I don't drink a lot of chocolate milk because I'm not the biggest fan of chocolate. But that's not what a Frosty tastes like to me. A Frosty has a different taste, because I would never go to an ice cream establishment and order a chocolate sundae, because I'm just not a fan of chocolate. But I would order a Frosty, because to me, it tastes a little different. So has anybody ever seen it go down to chocolate milk? And can you tell the difference? Now, see, this is a conversation we've never had. I think we've had the Frosty one before. But can you tell the difference between whole milk and 2% and 1%? Now, skim, I think there is a little different taste there. Not a whole lot to me, but a little different. But 2% and whole milk, I can't tell the difference at all. Now, I do not drink a lot of milk, but If I buy milk, it's usually 1 or 2%, and it's fine. I have no issue with that at all. But I do notice that if I go anywhere else, usually it's whole milk. If I go to a restaurant, if I go to somebody else's house, that's what they're cooking with. They're cooking with whole milk. I can't tell the difference. I really can't. Is there any difference to all this with you? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Frosties and milk. The discussion here this morning. And what about the Marion Star? Did the Sunday Star yesterday go into a new era and go from $2 to $3? That's a big jump. A whole dollar. And is today's paper going up in price? I know the Daily Stars have been $1.50. Are they going up in price day to day? Has anybody heard anything about this? Does anybody go out and get the paper copy of the Star? 740-383-9944. You know, this is what I've been talking about with radio as well. You know, we like to have transmitters. We like to have antennas. We like to broadcast that way. But to be honest with you, I think everything is going digital. And I think the Marion Star is going digital as well, apparently at this point. Now, obviously not all digital. They're still delivering newspapers, but $3 for a paper, for a Sunday paper, I don't know. You know, people were complaining at $2 about purchasing the Sunday paper. Now, are they going to purchase it for $3? I guess time will tell. Is $1.50 a day going up? I don't know. Maybe we'll find out here. Go ahead, caller.
My Marion Star this morning said it was $2.50. It's like it's been.
Oh, now is that from Sunday or today?
Today's.
So they did jump a dollar.
Well, it was a dollar and a half.
Yeah. So is it $2.50 or $1.50 now?
$1.50.
Oh, so it still is $1.50.
Yeah, that's what I thought it had been, although I don't much care because I still get it.
Now, did your Sunday paper go from $2 to $3?
I didn't even pay attention. I don't know.
So you just get it through subscription?
No, it's dropped off. I get it. A carrier drops it off. So anyway...
That's interesting. So the daily paper, though, is still $1.50.
It was today.
All right. Thank you.
Welcome.
Well, there we go. So now we know the daily paper, apparently, still today, is $1.50. But as our friend Bob earlier said, it went from $2 to $3 on Sunday. Now maybe this is somebody else with an opposing opinion here. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. How you doing this morning?
Oh, good. Good to hear from you. Where you been?
Well, I've been trying to get a hold of you. The dial roll number. I got some lady this morning. She wasn't too happy to tell me. I said, I don't believe this. Hey, now we're talking about... We're talking about the paper, and we're talking about the ice cream, and so on and so forth. Yeah, I get the paper, and it's about as big as a cigar. And we're trying to get through, roll it up. So if it just keeps on going, I don't know. And the news is all gone and forgot about it by the time you get the paper that's in it, because it's about most usually it's 2 or 3 days. News is 2 or 3 days late, seems like.
You're right.
It ain't no bigger than a good-sized cigar.
It is different.
But tell me something that isn't going up. Scott, without changing the subject about your ice cream, I want to change the subject about gasoline.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just... What is it, $2.69 and up, or $2.79 and sometimes up? Now, I go west to Kenton, then go on in to around the lake over there. Well, I get to Kenton, it's $2.57. Okay, now that's a lot cheaper this year. Then I go on to over... pretty close to Lakeview, And it's 253. Scott. They got to be making money. They couldn't sell it.
Well, you know,
what are these people around in town here making?
Well, I know. It's very interesting how, I know what you're saying, because, what was it, weekend before last, I think I was down, oh, where was I? It was in a different part. I don't even know where I am from weekend to weekend now, apparently, but I was definitely somewhere else. Was it the weekend before? And I noticed that the gas prices were a lot lower than what they were here in Marion. Now, when I went to Tiffin this past weekend, when I went that way, I really didn't pay attention to the gas prices. But, you know, if you go south, they do seem to lessen up a little bit.
I can't understand. Well, now, sometimes right here in town, you can go from the west end to the east end. And sometimes it's, you know, on a gallon of gas, 5, 10, 15 cents, sometimes 30 cents. That's a lot of difference in gas prices just for a gallon of gas. You understand what I'm saying? When you put gas in a car, whatever you spend is gone. We run that gas out, it's gone. It's plain gone up in the smoke. So I just don't understand how that there could be that much difference, and how many different kinds of gas can you make out of crude oil?
I know. I tell you what, we got to go to break here, but stay with us. Listen through the break here, and we'll continue this conversation after, because I think it's a good conversation to have.
Okay then.
Stick with us. Remember that number.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. We'll be back in about 15 minutes here, talking about the gas prices, ice cream, and the local newspaper price, which we just got confirmed from one of our listeners online. Mary, it was up to $3 yesterday, so we'll be back in about 10 minutes.
The Ad Council.
Adam Media and Adam the Computer Guy are a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, offering remote and on-site technical support, network setup, and computer troubleshooting.